We are live at Fenway Park. The Dodgers and Red Sox getting set for the second half, and whether it's home plate seats or meetings at the office, Travis Mathew Apparel is as stylish as it is versatile to keep you looking and feeling your best during your daily routine. Visit TravisMathew.com to shop today. And a guy that was looking very stylish on the golf courses in South Carolina was Dodger third baseman Justin Turner during the All-Star break. JT, great to see you.
Good to see you too, Dave.
How was the All-Star break?
It was good. It was relaxing. It was a nice 4 days to kind of hit the reset button and get re-energized for the second half.
So you and Courtney with the K were on the links. You were on the golf course. Where were you at?
Yeah, we were down in Kiawah Island in South Carolina, just outside Charleston, and got a chance to get on the ocean course, which there's been a few PGA events out there.
Nice.
So it was a good day. Made it through 18 and just sit back and relax and kind of enjoy the great weather.
How did you find that place? Was it you or was it the brains of the family?
Through a mutual friend. He suggested it when he heard we were going down to Charleston. He suggested we go out there, and it was a great suggestion. We had a lot of fun and very relaxing.
We all know about the great fundraiser you do at Sherwood Country Club during the off season for the Justin Turner Foundation, but I've never asked you where you rate your golf game. I know you do it for the kids, but as far as the golf game, where would you rank Justin Turner?
Very average at best. I just don't get a chance to play very often, so it's something that I like to get out and do when I have time, but don't get to do a whole lot of. But I definitely wish I could get out and play more often, more frequently, but there'll be a time for that.
Did you have a chance to watch the Home Run Derby? Did you have a chance to watch the All-Star game?
Yeah, Court and I at dinner both nights had the game up on our phone.
Nice.
It was probably a little rude in the restaurants we were at, but had the Derby on our phone, rooting Jock on. That was obviously one of the most exciting home run derbies I've ever seen in my lifetime. So very proud of Jock and what he did. And, unfortunately, he fell just a little bit short, but probably better for the Dodgers in the long run. I don't know how he would have came out of it if he had to hit in another round of that. So great showing. And then, watched the All-Star game as well. And proud of our guys for representing us.
Happy that the All-Star game is just an exhibition now instead of determining who has home field advantage?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think they've been going back and forth on that for a while now. And, I think the team with the best record probably deserves the home field advantage throughout the playoffs. And so it's probably a better way to shape up that game, especially since, it's not like the All-Star games in the old days where, the starting nine play almost the whole game. It really is an exhibition. You try to get as many players in the game to, showcase themselves and their franchise as you can. So to put that much of a weight on the game, I think, is probably unfair.
Justin Turner is our guest just in front of the first game here at Fenway Park. And Justin, speaking of the best record, the Dodgers have it in baseball right now. What's the biggest challenge for you guys as you move closer to September and hopefully October?
We got a lot of guys in here with a lot of experience, especially going in the second half on what it takes, to continue to grind and get better throughout the season, whether you're trying to chase a team down or a couple teams down like we were last year, or a lot of guys in this locker room were here in 17 when we were on that good run. And, you just go out there and try to continue to get better every day and make sure everyone's focused one game at a time and put together a game plan to win one game for that night and then regroup the next day and do it all over again.
Dave and Andrew have made no secret about it. They want to continue to win games, but also try to keep everybody healthy and rested as you get closer to the stretch run. What's the balance there of keeping your edge, trying to win games, but also knowing that they are going to pull back a little bit?
I think every player personally has a lot of pride and wants to go out there and have success and do well. So obviously, even though there is a little bit of a lead in the division, I think everyone wants to go out there and have personal success. So guys are going to continue to go out, put together good at-bats, pound the strike zone, play good defense, and, continue with the recipe that we had in the first half to win as many ball games as we can.
I'm curious, when you walked into Fenway Park today, what were your feelings, what were your emotions since this is the first time coming back here since last year?
Well, it was a lot more comfortable, a lot warmer walking in here, and it's
That's right.
about the exact opposite of the last time we were in here, just coming back here, getting a chance to, you know, have this rematch of the World Series last year, I think everyone's looking forward to it, and it should be a fun series.
All right, Justin. Love seeing you play. Glad you're healthy. Glad you had some R&R in South Carolina. Suntan still working on the ginger. Pretty good job.
Yeah, a lot of sunscreen.
Justin Turner has been our guest, Tim. We'll send it back to you.